QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a topic prepared this evening, but I understand there was a fox hunt yesterday. If anybody is even around this evening and would like to talk a little bit about anything they learned fox hunting, that would be, I think, a good topic. Or if there's anything anybody would like to bring to the net in terms of a question or topic, now would be a good time to call and let me know. Well, since it's Easter, there may not be very many people out there at all, but I guess we will find out. Does anyone have any news or announcements? News or announcements, please call now.
KF4KU.
Kevin, please go ahead with your news and or announcement.
I know there was talk about the bistro being open at the hospital, but I don't know if it went out in the reflector, but a couple of guys in the club actually tried to get in there today or yesterday, and it is still not available. So as far as club breakfast is concerned, it's still where it has been at the 29 restaurant. And that's about all I can think of off the top of my head. K4TEK, KX4KU,
Q1HTV.
All right, Rich, go ahead and jump in there with your news and or announcement.
It's not at the 29 restaurant, which is called 29 North, I think. But at the bistro, at the Wegmans. Yeah, that may have been a slip of Kevin's tongue, but yeah, at the Wegmans. And that's the plan last Saturday of the month, the 30th, 8:30 at Wegmans. Over.
All right, thank you for that correction, Rich. Anyone else? Well, probably not. Anyone else have any news or announcements, please call. All right, we'll take our round of check-ins and see how everybody's doing and what they're up to lately. Anyone who'd like to join us this evening, please call now.
JNT Mobile, in and out.
KX40.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, in and out.
KX4KU, if you didn't count me in at the top.
K3FR.
N2NAR, no comment.
K2TI, no comment.
All right, good group. We heard K4JNT, in and out, no comment. KX4O, no comment. KO4WXY, no comment. KX4KU, K3FR, N2NAR, no comment. Somebody who was really weak behind N2NAR, I missed you. And then K2PI, no comment. So if I did not read your call back, you'd like to check in or join us, please call again.
K1HBV, you can get me.
KX4O, I have comments, I guess.
Okay, last station, not KX4O, please call again.
This is Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, Mobile, in and out, meeting lights.
All right, we got WDAQCN Mobile, picked you out of the noise that time. Thank you for joining us. I believe that was no comment. All right, and I put John back on the comment list, so thanks for that, KX4O. All right, let's spin it around. We'll start with K1HTV. How you doing? What you up to?
Hi, this is K1HTV. Happy Easter. You and all. We all had a good Easter day. I did over at Andy's place, K1RA, with his wife, Amy, KZ1AMY, K1AEZ, my granddaughter, and my daughter, Christina, KR1SZ, had a very nice combination Easter birthday parties. Andy's birthday was Friday, and he's 58. Mine's coming up Friday. It's coming Friday at age 80 on the 22nd. So we had a good feast and birthday presents and everything. So it was a good time. Let's see. Just got off of FT4 on 20 meters, worked XT2MAX for Kilo Faso and HZ1CY. Nice signals from Saudi Arabia. 15 is open to Japan, New Zealand, Australia. 12 is open to the Pacific as well. 17 is in great shape. The solar flux has climbed. It is now 135. And we had an X flare earlier this morning, X1.1. And from a new sunspot group that is coming around the Easter limb, had, I think they've numbered it. Well, they, last they looked, they hadn't numbered it, but it's probably got a number by now. But it's looking like we're going to have some more higher solar flux numbers, which makes for good conditions on the higher bands. This morning, got up, I've been plagued with pollen, not sore throat, but just clogged sinuses and everything, so I figured I'd get on the air for a few minutes. And in about a half an hour, worked about a dozen VK stations on 20 meters FTA. Just incredible conditions, big, big signals, too. So if you're up that early in the morning, give 20 a try. One final note, Andy was over here with the W8ZN on Saturday, and we were able to get the power fully rotating again. The main, they still have to work on why the bearings are rubbing, and that's, they think they have a fix for it. But the main thing that improved the being able to torque, present up torque to the motor to the tower to turn it from the Orion rotator. The Orion can run between 24 and 48 volts pulse DC. It was set for the 36 volt setting. Terry W8ZN took the box apart and moved the wire over, and now the rotator. The rotator turns the tower quite nicely, although it's still, there's still points where it slows down a little bit, but it does do have the full rotation of the tower now. And we'll be putting up the 15-meter beam soon, also 5-element. So it's going to be fully populated with antennas. Anybody wants to come over, see the antenna farm, give me a jingle ahead of time, and glad to show you around. Back to net control, K4GK from K1HTV.
All right, fine business, Rich. Well, congratulations on getting the tower spinning in a full 360 now. That's got to be exciting. It's been a long, cold winter. Now that spring is in the air and you can't talk very well, it's, now you have access to more stations to work. So, hi. Well, hope you flush that pollen out soon. All right, let's pick up KX4KU. Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TUK, KX4KU in the next. Good evening, Mike. I don't have much to add other than I was on yesterday. There's a pretty much a kind of a fun little contest I tried out. It was called the TQMM DX contest. It's a CW only contest, but it grew out of South America and it became worldwide, I guess, within the last, 20 years. Kind of the pace of a QSO party, but it was an opportunity to work at different stations, and I didn't, realize how popular it was until I was on, and I only planned for about an hour and a half, but I think I picked up a couple of new countries on it. But I will say one thing, at least when I was operating yesterday afternoon, the bands, at least 20 and even 40, they were really bad. I mean, I couldn't even get Canada. But 10 meters, it was rocking. So, I made a lot of contacts on 10 meters. So it was very odd conditions at that time yesterday. That's about all I have for tonight. I'll turn it back over. Oh, happy Easter to everyone. And I will turn it back over to you, K4TK, KX4KU, back to net.
All right. Well, it's short antenna party time. Thanks for that. And this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. And we are up to John, KX4O. How are you doing?
KX4O here. Good evening, everyone. Happy Easter. I am... praising you all for such a good job with the VNQP. Thank you. And, we'll see how the results turn out. I woke Friday morning to buzz saws and such. And I thought the neighbors were busily doing yard work. They're very industrious. And then I woke up, and I wandered over the window, and the water authority was out there clearing tree branches from around my meter, although we still had water. Turns out there was a water main break down deep, and they put it back right through my cable internet, which is still out. So I am internetless except for what I can do with my local hotspot. And so, yeah, they marked the lines, but it's clearly a foot off, so it's funny. Whatever. Boy, I'm sure there's lots to talk about, but I guess we'll just put a bow on that and call it a night. KX4O, back to you.
Oh, John, that sounds horrible. I'm sorry. Well, you know they say plus or minus, like, 2 feet on those markings, so I guess the water authority owes you the cable repair. I hope that happens sooner rather than later. But, very good. All right, let's move on to KX4KU. Kevin, I think I already worked you. That's what that big W means. All right, never mind, Kevin. I'm sorry. K3FR, Ron, I know I haven't worked you yet. How are you doing?
Very good, Mike. KF4TKK3FR. I'm stumbling over my tongue here today. Well, I haven't been all that busy. I've been trying to still read up and work out the new radio. Did play with it last weekend. And as far as the low bands, I've been seeing the Saudi Arabia and the Burkina Faso on. I did manage to pick up Kenya Friday and the Madeira Islands on Thursday. And then yesterday morning, though it wasn't really, wouldn't be to a lot of people, Big DX, was a 734-mile dead band, 6-meter ion scatter QSO with K2DRH in far western Illinois. He's almost on the Mississippi River. But that was interesting to watch the Q65 digital go through an average over 8 frames of enough information to get out of QSO. It took us about 25 minutes to complete the QSO from the time that we started or agreed to start. But that's up. And for those who are maybe interested in just at least listening, the Lyrius meteor shower is this weekend coming. The peak should be Friday night to Saturday morning, but it should start showing up probably Thursday, the Lyrius meteor shower. You just hook on to 50.16 and set your WSJT into the MSK-44, and just point your beam somewhere, usually west or east, and see who you hear. So, have fun with it. KF14EK, K3FR.
All right, fine business, Ron. Yeah, that's exciting stuff. You can talk to people by bouncing your radio signals off of the ionization trails of meteors. So that might be an interesting topic for a future TechNet or a meeting. Who knows? All right. I believe that is everyone who had something they wanted to say. I would like to thank all the people who checked in, as well as all the people who checked in with no comment. It's always nice to know that you're out there listening. So let's give it a round of rechecks and new checks. If you'd like to join us, if you have something else you'd like to say, please call now.
ND3A Mobile. QCN recheck.
All right, picked up NB3A and WD8QCN, sounding much better now at home. Justin, take it away, NB3A, how are you doing?
Oh, good evening, Mike and the rest of that. Happy Easter to everyone, I suppose. This is NB3A. Had a pretty productive day. Went out, did some stuff. Actually did my my first parts on the air activation at Whitney in the mobile, so that was fun. Mostly went 20 meters, made like 25 sideband contacts, so it wasn't a huge effort. I was there for maybe like an hour. Had a little bit of difficulty getting a run until I spotted myself, which is allowed in POTA and parts on the air. So that was interesting. Look forward to doing it again in the future from the mobile, since it's basically turnkey. That was, and I guess was messing around some yesterday on 10 and 15 meters when they were open a little bit. Made somebody's day when I told them I was Justin Bieber. So that was fun. Anyway, with all that, I'll turn it back over to the net from NB3A Mobile.
There you go, awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And thanks for getting that park on the air. All right, Steve, WD8QCN, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mike. Just wanted to toss out a happy Easter to everyone, and thanks for running the net again tonight. And am listening right now on 18 meters since I walked back in the shack here, and just worked Kenya, and I hear Chinese station kind of fluttering up and down. Brazil's on as well, so anybody want to jump on HF right now and work some DX, it's out there. That's about all I got. Hope everyone has a great week, and we'll see you all on Wednesday. KF4TEK in the net, WD8QCN.
All right, well, thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for coming back. Good luck on that DX. I can't even remember two letters now. DX. Oh, boy, better quit while I'm not any further behind. Is that the phrase ahead? All right, this is KF4TEK for the Farinet. I would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can also send an email to farinet@w4va.org. This is KF4TEK closing the net and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all and good evening, 73.
7IVV and 7IVV from K1HTV.
K1HTV and 7IVV.
Right, do you need a small part?
Not by itself. I don't know what band I might. I've probably got lots of bands I haven't worked them on. Where is he?
20 meters. I heard you. I thought you said you needed. Was it a small part or was it the young man? The other day you said you needed a. You're looking for him. What country was that?
Oh, I don't know. I did mention Svalbard for some reason. I don't remember now what it was. I think, well, anyway, I'm hunting more on FT4 than anything else, but I don't see him on here. I see Sudan and Russia and Jamaica. Of course, it would help if I flipped the beam.
He's on 14074 at 27. A little bit below 2700. He's on 2704.
Okay. Well, I just flipped over here. I see tons of old people, most of the U.S., but I don't see him yet, but that's usually pretty much par for the course for me.
Transmitting even, first and third. So, yeah, he's, you know, let's see. Yeah, he's working stateside. He's working zeros and fours. His workman, and so he's around a thickly throat here, so excuse the funny sounding voice.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out for him, and you go rest your voice, and I'll catch up to you later. Thanks for the heads up on it, N7IVB.
That's JW7QIA. 15 was good. I worked up on 20 FT4, worked a couple, I think, new, at least 10. Band mode countries. HZ, I think I'd worked before, but what was the other one? The T? ST2? I think maybe ST2 was on. Let me go back through my log here. FT4, XT2MAX, and Burkina Faso, HZ1 Charlie Yankee. Those are the new ones that had. I don't think I'd worked on those on that mode before, so they're on. Those are on 20 FT4, so it was good. Very little on 17 FT4, almost nothing on 10. But 10 was good to China. 17 was good to China, and a bunch of Australians. This morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, Stickley Throat had me up and worked about a dozen VKs on 20 meters, big signals from VKs and ZLs and the Pacific. Two FKs. New Caledonia, so good this morning. I hear you on occasionally in the middle of the night also, so I know you're alive and kicking. All right, see you later. Have fun, DX, and good to see the solar flux climbing. This is K1HTV clear, and then going back to FTA where I don't need to use my voice.
Updated weather information. Frost advisory.